Macaroni. It's 10:29 a.m. on Monday, November the 23rd, 2020. Yeah, morning got away from me yesterday. I got distracted. But I got my pills. I've been taking my pills. My ankle was a little sore when I started, but it's actually feeling a little better right now. So it seems like walking doesn't hurt it. The other day I didn't have more pain at the end of the day, which is what I was kind of concerned about. So yeah, hi. We're gearing up for the big feast on Thursday. It'll just be the four of us. So I got a turkey yesterday. I got some pies. Got some herbs too. So we can make the cornbread pudding. I'm gonna need to go to the grocery store again today, or possibly tomorrow, because I've got to go to the pharmacy. So I need to make a list of the last minute things. One of the things I got was bird seed. We've had a bird feeder out in the backyard since almost as long as we've lived here. But about, I'm going to say, 5 years ago, which means it was probably 10 years ago, the bird feeder broke. It's one of those that has a little spring activated thing. And the spring broke. And squirrels ate all the bird seed. And we didn't bother to fill it up again. Which, in hindsight, was probably a mistake. However, for my birthday, for her birthday, I got a replacement feeder. Exact same model. I got it from my wife for her birthday because she loves the bird feeder. She loves watching the birds come to the feeder. Almost as much as the cats do. Okay, I'm walking. She hunched over. I need to walk standing up. So I got bird seed. I got a few things that I knew we needed. I'm trying to think of make sure we got everything we need to get us through Thanksgiving and into the weekend if possible. I'm feeling a little bobble-heady this morning because of the medication this morning. So I'm a little bit scattered. It's also warm. Temperature is 42, but with the sun shining on me, it feels much warmer. It's quite lovely out, actually. Some scattered clouds. Mostly off to the southeast. I don't see anything off to the northwest. But yeah, I realized it was coming up on 10 o'clock, so I realized that if I was going to get the walk in, I had to move, so I did. Here I am, I'm moving. Look at me. I'm moving right along too, so the fact that I'm panting shouldn't be a cause for concern. It shouldn't be just like, dude, you haven't done this for like 3 weeks, and now all of a sudden you're trying to pound it on home here. Head up, shoulders back. Stomach in. Focus on my form. So I've seen the initial paint and sketch for the cover, and I've been told that it will be ready the first week in December. So that gives me a few days to make sure that I've got both paper and ebook formats the way I want them. I'm a little peeved that it's taken this long. But if I could get it published in December, that's still 4 books this year, so okay. I'm trying to remember, when did I publish? That was the last book. Finwell Bay? I think so. When was that? August? September? I don't remember. It's on my board at home. It doesn't really matter. It was published when it was published. I need to get my head back in the writing game, but everything is just so... Everything is just so foggy right now. Everything is just... My brain is so noisy. I can't find the focus. I can't find the zone. I don't know what I need to do. I was going to say I need to, but I don't know what I need to do. There comes somebody. I don't know if I've ever seen this woman before. Morning. Never saw her before. Okay, that's a nice coat. It's a lady wearing a duster style coat with Christmas trees along the bottom hem of it, and it goes all the way to her ankles. Very seasonal, very festive. I'm walking, not talking. What am I reading? I'm still reading Rachel Arendt's. I think I called it book 4 at one point, but it's book 3. It's book 3 in the DFZ, Detroit Free Zone series. Night Shift Dragons? Something like that. That's really quite a lovely book. I'm enjoying it a great deal. I'm walking past the construction zone. They're still working on this retirement condominium or whatever it is. It's a huge building. I don't know how many units are in it, but a lot. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. One post. So yeah, I was still spending a lot of time with the family on the local server. I discovered a couple of the best way to learn how to do this is try to do it. And when it doesn't work, look up how to do it. And ideally look up how to do it first and then try to do it, which works best. Good morning. Although it doesn't necessarily work flawlessly. But I tried to transfer and learned why they didn't work. Now I have to try to figure out if we've got enough oomph on that in-home server to make that happen. You see, I don't know. Had some food. I've had a couple cups of coffee. This bobblehead feel like could go away any time and I would be much happier. I feel like I want a nap. It's a side effect. It makes me drowsy, so if you've ever stayed awake too long and you get a little, not exactly vertigo, but everything seems a little bit off, that's what this feels like. And probably because I really should just give in and take a nap. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful morning. Sparrows chirping. The festive plastic bags festooning the trees. Good morning. Walk well out on the street here. Yawn, sorry. haven't seen any geese this morning. It's an odd time for geese. I see them more around mid-morning and early morning, which doesn't mean they don't show up at, oh, what is it, 11 o'clock? 10:40. It's just they don't show up as often, I guess. I don't see any off in the distance. Goes the whole family out for a walk this morning. Mom and dad, a kid in a stroller. Another one walking along beside it. Give these people plenty of room. Morning. Went on a scooter behind. Everybody out for their daily constitutional. Through this intersection without getting run over, that would be swell. That would be great. And then we'll turn north. Side to park. Park is looking gray, brown. It's some golden, yellowy golden grass. There's a lot of that. All seed heads are gone because we've had the wind blowing pretty much all of them away. Most of the trees are completely bare or are covered with really brown withered leaves. Got a good horizon right now, but I don't see. There's a couple of diggers working across the way. Looks like they're putting in new foundations over that way. I don't know who they think is going to buy these or rent these. I don't know what the occupancy rate here is in Greeley, but it can't be great. Some deep breaths. And here we are at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.